We are holding in Siman Taf Ayin Vav. Taf Ayin Vav in the English is 476. And the topic of discussion is the Minog Achilos Tzli Bilal Pesach. The Minog of eating, or we'll see, not eating, roasted food at the Seder night, on the Seder night. The Mechaber tells us, Mokom shenohagu lechol tzli b'lel psachim oichlim. In the place where they have the minug to eat roasted the lechol tzli b'lel psachim oichlim, to have roasted food on Seder night, they eat it. Mokom shenohagu shiloi lechol ein oichlim. The place where they have the minug not to eat, ein oichlim. Why not? What's the problem? What's wrong with eating roasted food? Gzeira shema yoyimu basa pesachu. There's a decree, a gzeira. Unfortunately, as we all know, we're in the time period called the 3 weeks, the Bein HaMitzarim, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh, and a person might say that he's eating the Korban Pesach, which we don't have. V'chol makom ha'asa lecho se tzoloi kuloi ke'echad b'layla zeh. V'pnei in any situation, irrelevant of whether you're in a community where they do have roasted food or they do not have roasted food, one cannot eat a sheep which is complete in its entirety. Of course, it was shechted and roasted. That we cannot do, because then one would say perhaps he's eating kachim outside of the parameters of the areas where he's permitted to eat the kachim. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. Shloi lechol, on the bottom of the page. Shloi lechol, the places where they have the minog to eat the roasted, they eat it. And places where they have the minog not to eat it, they don't eat it. Ube'elu arotzois, ei noigin lechol tzli b'shnei halelos. The Mishnah Berurah says, in these lands, ei noigin lechol, we don't have the custom to eat roasted foods, meats, on both nights of the Seder, the first and second night. Va'afilu tzli keder. What is tzli keder? Perush shenitzlo b'kedera b'lay mayim. It was roasted without any water. V'shu mashko, any liquid. Elu misbashel b'moyel ha'yoytzmen. It was cooked with the liquid, the juice that comes out from it, the actual meat itself. Still, we don't, basically cooking, you know, without, not real roasting, we still don't do that. Afal pi she'ed doim l'tzliyas ha'pesach. Even though it's not similar to the roasting of the Korban Pesach, which was on the spit, nonetheless, shepesach shenitzla b'kedei rapasol, because the Pesach, which is a Korban Pesach, which is roasted in a pot, is pasol. Afilo hachi yesh lo osroi b'bnei maris ayin. It's still forbidden because maris ayin. We know the issa maris ayin, that it looks like people think you're doing the wrong thing. Therefore, we don't do it. Shlo yitu lahate gam sliyesh. Not to permit also tzli'esh, the regular case of the spit. So therefore, what we're saying here is that in the situation where a person is roasting something in the pot, he might think, wait a minute, this is not the roasting of the Korban Pesach, so it should be permissible. We're saying, no, that's still forbidden under the category of Maris Ayin. V'afilo im bishlo mitchilo b'mayi v'achakach osoy tzli keder yesh lesu mitamzeh. Even if a person cooked it originally in water, and then afterwards, he put it, cooked it in the pot without any liquid, it's still also because of Maris Ayin. If the doctor prescribes a certain diet, we could be lenient to permit this. I know what you're all thinking. You want your doctor to prescribe you a meat diet. I know what you're thinking. Okay. If it was roasted and afterwards you cooked it, then mutla kol, and everyone says it's permissible. So if you roast it first and then you cook it, that you're allowed to eat, because that's nothing to do with the actual Korban Pesach. Yes, Yaakov. Siv kodin beis aseh. Now, we should not have the sheep. That's number two in the English. Bein seh ksovim, or you say izim, it could be from the sheep or from the goats. we should not have this. Kuloi, if it is complete, if it is a complete animal, ke'echad dahainu roishoy al krov al kirboy kemoy bePesach. I'm sure we've seen those pictures when you have in the picture Mishnayis, with other pictures you've seen where the complete animal is on that spit, and it's not something which we see every day. We're not familiar with, accustomed to, but basically that's what we're saying we are not allowed to have. I'm sorry? Kedimakulas, right. Thank you. Correct. Okay. Sif katan dalid. So let's first read the mechaber, of course. V'imhoi mechuto choshechosim imenu even. Mechaber on the top of the page. For most editions, you have to turn the page. If this animal was cut up or missing a limb, not that it's missing, that you cut off a part of the animal, aisholak by Aver vohu mechobar, harei zemote b'makom shenago. Then, since it's not that complete animal, it's permissible to roast an animal because it does not resemble the Karim Pesach, which was, we're saying, it was a complete animal. So then that would be permissible.
So everything, if it's not...
Yeah, makom shenago, in the place where they had the minug to roast, if it's not a complete animal, then we're saying, according to this, that's allowed. I'm sorry?
Nobody
does that. No, most right. They don't the complete animal. I've never seen that. Sif katan dalid. V'im hayim mechutach ayshechos. If it was cut up or missing, rasaloyma should solo ayisoy kishehu mechutach. You roasted it when it was cut up. It's like, you know, like a barbecue. You put some different pieces on the spit. Oy afilu kishehu mechubur. Or if it was attached together, eloshenechtoch mimenu aver echad koydim hatzliya. But before it was, in other words, you put it on the spit, but before you turn it on, it sounds like you cut off, separate it. Then, then when you roast it, you put it all together, and you roast it at one time. That would be permissible also. You cook it, and then you roast it all together as one. We're deviating from what was done by the Karim Pesach. If you cooked it first and then you roast it, it's also not a problem. Sholak is overcooking. That's cooking a lot. Like, when you cook it a lot. We had that we had it earlier, yeah. Oh, so you sholak aver. You took out an aver here. You remove. It makes more sense, actually, here. Yeah. Okay, good. So you sholak, you took out an aver. There's also cooking his shlika. Okay, extra cooking. But here it makes more sense that Sholak is to take out the Aver. So he says further now in the Mechaber, in the Ramah rather, this is extremely important halacha, and I might sound funny, but I'm being serious. Let's talk practically speaking. We just finished davening. It's the Seder night. We're all excited. Our diet the past 12 hours consisted of potatoes. We snuck a little food here and there when no one was looking. Okay? And now it's late, and finally we have the opportunity to eat food. I'm being serious now. We're eating delicious Seder food. It's late, so it's not easy to eat late at night. We're tired. We're being told, do not fill yourselves up because you have to eat the afikoman with an appetite. And if you eat the afikoman when you're ready, you have no room anymore, it's called achila gasa. You're eating and it's not really called an eating. So you're not going to, you won't fulfill your mitzvah. So we have to be careful. The Ezu Chacham HaRoes Nolad to make sure you leave proper amount of room for the afikoman. In Sif Kod and Vav, we'll see the Mishnah Brura says, he does not enjoy, he does not desire to eat anymore at all. Then he's not doing the correct mitzvah in the best way. Even though one would ask a question that the afikoyman that we eat is a remembrance to the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach was supposed to be eaten when we already satiated. So then what's the problem with eating my afikomen when I'm satiated? Okay, that's the question. So that's why we eat afikomen at the end of the meal. You have to have some desire to want to eat this afikomen. And if not, then you're not doing the mitzvah the best way possible. So, I forgot to mention something. I forgot to mention, after that delicious six-course meal by Shulchan Aruch, when by the time all the food comes out, you look at the clock and realize, we better finish up soon. Because you want to eat b'chatzos. You want to eat afikomen b'chatzos. But then you have a dilemma. The wife spent hours and hours and hours cooking and cooking. And you see all this food. How can you eat the food? Have room. It's a big problem. I don't have an answer for you. Okay, now, besides all that, then after the whole table's cleared, dessert comes out. The real dessert. I don't mean afikomen dessert. Real dessert. I'm being serious now. This is exactly what happens. And yet, still, we have to make sure that we have some interest to eat that dry piece of matzah. We have to. Hashem Ozer, that's good. Besides Hashem Ozer, I think we have to Ozer ourselves as well. I think we have to help as well. That we have to be a chacham reis anoilad. We have to make sure, eat the delicious suda, but make sure we do it proper calculation to make sure we have some room and a little desire to eat this matzah. V'im saveya kol kach, the Mishmaru says in the second wide line in some editions, if you're so satiated, ad shenashoy kotze b'achila me'rayv soiva, up to the point that you're disgusted, you don't want to eat any more food, but you have a mitzvah. What's your mitzvah? Ti dafi koman. Av shedoichik atzmei lechol, even though you push yourself, ti dafi koman, you hear this? One has not fulfilled his obligation, his mitzvah of eating afikoman, because he doesn't want to see food. He just had the most delicious suda. Now you want to tell me I have to eat matzah? Not only eat it while I'm leaning. If I lean, I'm gonna fall asleep. I'm gonna fall off the chair. It's not gonna happen. He says shachila gasa kazu einay nikus achila klal. Eating like this, we'll take a question in a second. Eating like this, when you're so satiated and you have no desire, is not called eating. It's not called eating.
That's
a degree different from healing. Let me just finish. The poiskim, right? Al yehei achilas afikoman lo l'toyrach. The eating of the afikoman should not be a burden on a person. Dal yedeize emiskayim hamitzvah namufcha, because then a person will not be fulfilling the mitzvah correctly. Then the Rama finished in Sif Aleph, and he said you have to also be careful not to drink too much wine for those who cannot hold their alcohol content. And he says in Sif Kan Zayin, V'yisha Miyad, V'tani B'tesefta, says the Mishnah Brura, Chayev Adam Lasek B'ilchas Pesach Kol Laila, person is obligated to learn the Halachos of Pesach the whole entire night. It's a whole discussion what that means. Is it up to the point in time when he collapses and he falls asleep and he doesn't even say have the strength to say Shema because he just fell asleep? So Rabbi Yasha said that's not pshat. I remember one year, years ago, I encouraged my brother-in-law to learn with me the Pirush of the Chad Gadya from the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Rebbe Zatzal Sefer, and I think he forgave me since then, you know. It was up till I don't know what time in the morning. And then to discuss the Kol Misaper Harezeh Meshuvah, whoever speaks more about the Seder night is very praiseworthy. So that's what we're discussing over here. If one drinks too much, he won't be able to do that. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, Afilo Basar Egel V'Oif, Kol Dover Sheton Shechita, Aser Lechot Sleep, Mokim Shnago Shaloi Lechot Sleep. Yaakov asked the question earlier, right? Does this apply only to certain foods, meat, not meat? Here, the Mechaber is telling us, Afilo Basar Egel V'Oif, even the meat of the calf, which was not used for Karban Pesach. No one's taking a baby cow and putting it on that spit. Or chicken. Anything called Dovah Sheton Shchit, anything which requires Shechting, is also Lechot Sli, falls in the same category that it's forbidden to eat it if it's roasted. In a place, Makam Shinago Shaloi Lechot Sli, where they have the meaning not to eat roasted food. Sif Kon Ches in the Mishnah Brura, on the bottom, Afilo Basa Egel V'Oif, Ratzolaymer. Even though We don't use a chicken or a baby a calf for the Korban Pesach. So maybe one would think it's not a problem. Mikomokoim osu lo'ochlo itzli, one cannot eat it if it's roasted, lefisha oilum yitu, bein tzli letzli, because people will make a mistake. They'll say, oh, that roasted is permitted. So this roasted also permitted. So technically, it should be allowed, because that's not what you bring a Korban Pesach from. No one brings a Korban Pesach from the chicken. Nonetheless, it's still forbidden. They're going to come to permit gam basad soloi, mikvasim over izim. They'll also come to permit the meat, which is also permitted from the sheep and the goat. No, it's all the same minion. All the same minion. Right, good question. There's a gzera, but it's all the same concern. One concern here. Shetol and shchita, anything which requires to be slaughtered, falls in this category. La fuga coming to exclude. What are we excluding? Dogim obeyim. Fish. You want to have roasted fish? Enjoy. You want to have roasted eggs? Enjoy if you like it like that. Motel achim tsluyim v'chamokim. You're permitted to eat it in any situation, any place you are. Lafisha ein daimin klal abasar v'layitu behem. People will not make a mistake and say, you know what? I had my roasted egg. Ooh, now I'm going to go roast my meat. That we don't. That's too far away. We'll take question a second. Va'afilu habeya, and even the egg shemenichem al ha'kara that you put on the seder plate, mutar al yedei tzli lochlo, you're permitted to roast it and then to eat it. So it says the Rama, noyagin b'ktsas mekoymais. We have a meaning in some places. Lechol besuda beim, to eat eggs, zechla avelus, as a remembrance to avelus. Now why are we mourning here eating eggs? This is Pesach, the greatest night of our whole religion. But nearly at Tam says the Rama, Mishum Shalal Tisha B'Av Nikba Bilal Pesach, because the night of Pesach is always the same night of Tisha B'Av. As you said earlier, Void, furthermore, Zeich the Chorban, as a remembrance to the Chorban, Shahoyu Makrivin Korban Pesach, when they were Makriv the Korban Pesach, which we don't have today. There are those who have the custom not to have any other dippings besides for the prescribed dippings that we have according to this in the Seder night. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Nearly Atam. I skipped Yud. Okay, go back to Yud. Lechol tzli, in a place where the meaning is not to have anything roasted, of mokum shenogu lechol tzli, in a place where they do have the custom to have something roasted, then muter lechol afilu egel shetzoli kulik echod, then hapesach bami menu. Then you would be permitted to roast that calf, because in that place, in that community, they're not concerned, they have the minig that they are allowed to. So then, if that community come from, betei avon, enjoy. Sif kodin yir aleph, and nearly atam, now the Mishnah Brura is discussing on the Rama, who says we have the egg, Zecher la Avelus. What's the Avelus here? The Hagra Kosaf Oitam. The Gor writes another reason. The egg is a remembrance to the Korban Chagigo. The Yontif brought with it also not just the Korban Pesach, but the offering of the Korban Chagigo. As was learned earlier in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel. Valkein, therefore, Tzorech l'ochlo igam kein if eat it also. This that we don't eat the zroya is the arm of the animal, if because they roast it. If ain oichlin sli, and we don't eat roasted food, as we mentioned, and the Gros says we fulfill it by eating the afikoman at the end of the Seder. One should try to eat the egg, which is on the Seder plate, and the other eggs that people have. Some people have eggs with the salt water. Some people have this minog. It came out from this custom as well. Sifkot Yirbeis, let's just finish here. The simin, Shalel Tishabov Nikba. The Lel Tishabov is the same night as the first night of Pesach. Perush Kimoi, Shechal Yom Rishon Shal Pesach, Yeli Oilam Boisa Yom Tishabov, Kumvor Lel, and Simitov Chav Ches. And Hilchos Rosh Chodesh discusses the calendar, and over there mentions that the first night of Pesach is always will be the night of Tisha B'Av. That's why we have the egg, which refers to the Avelis, the morning on Pesach. Shoyim Akrivin, also another reason, because they used to bring the Karban Pesach, Misablin Alze, and they would mourn over this. Lafi Tamze Shayach Amina Gam Beyom Sheni, also on the second day to have the egg. Bechein Hu Gam Kein Latam Agrok, according to the Gro, which mentioned as well. All because of the mourning. We don't have the carbon anymore, carbon chagiga, so we have the egg in this as remembrance to the fact that we're missing something. We should know shelechol ha'taimim abeyim shoichlim b'soich hasuda urak zecher ba'almo. We have to remember that the eggs we eat during the meal is just a remembrance. Therefore, what? Udloi kehamoin shechoshim zula mitzvah u'machem azem emalim kreisam ashoichlim afikoyim al'chil agasa. You hear this? He says, people, we always have to know, and one of the first things I always try to emphasize when teaching halacha, what is deraisa? What is from Torah law? What is derabanan? What is rabbinic? What is a mitzvah, but what is a custom? What are minhagim? Here he says it's a zecher, it's remembrance. People, they eat too much of this egg, and then they film us, they have to eat everything. Then they have no room for lafikoman. Like we mentioned earlier, that's what he's saying now. Eat things in proper measures, to make sure that you come to the Afikoman and you'll eat it properly, fulfill the mitzvah properly. The 90%, like we mentioned earlier, a person has to know himself, how much can he eat? And we'll conclude here, we're going over time a little, and he says, Rak Shnei Tibulin, only dip twice, V'mashi Toivlin Gam Hamorer, Shal HaKricha B'Charesis, Ein Zeh Tibul Shlishi, this, that we dip also the Morer, which is in the Korech, in the sandwich. It's not a third dipping. It's only because of the doubt in regards to if we were supposed to be dipping then, so it's really part of the second dipping in the Seder. We'll stop here for today. Mitzvah Hashem, on Monday we'll continue with Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, Dinei Achilas Afikoman. We'll pick up on Monday with Halachas of eating the Afikoman.